Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Every Sunday, that corresponds with each Sunday, and since today is Father's Day, we're going to be studying Proverbs 17, since June 17th. So, I'm going to start us off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to dive right into the word. So, everybody, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the fathers. Thank you for all the men that's on the line right now. Pray that you continue to bless each and every one of us. Pray you continue to keep us and help us continue to grow in you and become better men and be better fathers. Pray that today goes well. Nothing said affects everybody, and have a great day. And he's now praying, man. So like I said, since today is June 17th, we're going to be studying Proverbs 17 here. So, starts off by saying, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Prudent servant rules over a disgraceful son, and will share his inheritance as one of the family. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart. A wicked person is this person listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to a destructive tongue. So, much like all the other proverbs, these right here, these verses right here, are comparing different things. But like the first verse says, you know, about the second verse says, a prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son and share his inheritance as one of the family. I believe that these verses right here are talking about basically a household, and how to continue to have peace, like in verse 1, and how to like verse 2 says, be fair in the household and amongst other things, I believe I could say that certain things that we go through in our houses, like I said, it's better to have peace and quiet than to have a house full of strife. That's what I take on these first couple of verses. I know that we have some other callers on the line. Mr. Jamal, you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why are you?
Good morning.
What's up, man? definitely listening in. And first of all, happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the line. You know what I'm saying? What's up to everybody on the line, you know? Definitely, man, if you look at it, man, and it's telling you in verse 1, man, it says, better dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. You know, it talks about, you know, man, if you look at it, you know, some of these people, man, you know, that we feel like have it all. Excuse me. Let's just talk about, like, celebrities, man. You know, we seen the death in the two celebrities this past month, man, and suicide was one of the cases, and we see that this, you know, we see as, okay, they have all of the things that they could want in this world that we could see as far as money and cars and big houses and things like that, but at the end of it, some of them consequently don't have Jesus. And when you don't have Jesus, you don't have any peace. So the word is telling us right here, right now, it does not matter. You can have a house full of feasting. It could be food everywhere, plenty of it, and not going nowhere no time soon. But the peace and quiet is what you're trying to get to. See, sometimes when you're going through your situation, sometimes you need to be able to just have that peace that God talks about that passes all human understanding. I preached a sermon before, and it was about Jesus when he raised a little girl. When he got to the house, let me tell you something, Aunt. When he got to the house, right? See, it was things going on inside the house. It was people inside the house. They was playing music, and they was, you know, talking. They was lollygagging. They was talking about LeBron and Kobe and Jordan, and they was talking about everybody. And they was talking about everything that was going on. And before Jesus could heal this girl, he had to push all the people on the outside. Because it's too much stuff going on. See, it's too much stuff going on in our lives that we are missing. We are missing what we need from Jesus because there's too much going on. We're missing the call. We're missing the peace. We're missing the vital keys to what we need in life because there's so much going on around us. Some proverbs down the line, and it asks, do you not hear wisdom's call? For it screams to the top of their lungs. But if you have so much going on around you, you cannot even focus on what is needed to be focused on. So, yeah, that's my take on that verse. And a prudent servant will rule over a disgraceful son and will share the inheritance as one of the family. When you think about the word prudent and you think about, you know, acting with or showing care, you know, for the future, if you're trying to tear something down, I can't build nothing with you. It doesn't matter who you are just because you carry my last name. If I can't build with you, if everything I try to show you, you try to tear down, I'm not going to be able to build with you. And you can, you know, you can go on from there. So, yeah, those are my couple of verses, you know. A couple of comments on these verses, my bad.
Definitely a great interpretation right there. We got any other callers that like to make a comment?
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to piggyback on what you guys were saying. It's real simple in that verse 1 where it says, dry crust with peace and quiet. You can't put a price tag on peace and quiet. It's something that once you grow up and you mature and you can understand, I don't need a whole lot of noise. I don't need a whole lot of drama. I don't need a whole lot of people in my faith. Like you were saying, preacher, people, stuff going on the inside, going on the outside. You know, at the end of the day, if I can have some peace and quiet, you know, being in a place where, you know, I got the basics, you know, little food, little water, little shelter, you know, I don't have to worry about somebody taking my Lamborghini. I don't have to worry about somebody breaking into my pool house. Or I don't have to worry about, you know, someone, you know, taking my jewelry and all my stuff. It's because I just have a simple life and I have peace and quiet, and it's priceless. You can't explain it. You have to experience it. And that's the thing about these proverbs, is it teaches us, but we have to learn to experience it. Being taught something is one thing, but when you experience it, then you understand. That's what the proverbs, that's why we study it on these Sundays, so that we can be taught it, and then we live it, we can understand it. And so it says in all of our getting, get an understanding. And when you have an understanding about what God's word is, or what it says and what it is to your life, then you'll have that peace that surpasses understanding, and you can be peaceful and quiet with just a piece of dry crust.
Definitely good perspectives on there.
Real perspective.
So,
yeah.
Basically, we're going to go to the next couple of verses here. I think we got those ones down right there. So it says, all right, so it says, whoever marketh the poor reproach his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. So, once again, the irony of Proverbs here, since we're talking about fathers on Father's Day and their children's children. So, like it says, and like we've been talking about, you know, even in the previous verses about the inheritance, like it said, whoever mocketh the poor reproaches his maker. So, even though our maker is our heavenly Father, you know, we do have an earthly father, and the maker is the father in this verse. So even though we laugh and many scoff at the poor, many know that they are poor from the way your situation panned out, yes. But a lot of the time you may not know exactly what happened. So even like it says in verse 2, and he that is glad over calamity shall not be unpunished. So like I said, you don't know other people's situations, even though, you know, they may have been given the same chance that we have and done different things. It's not like we're supposed to go out here and, you know, take that as, oh, get away with this card and scoff at them, make fun of them, and say, hey, you should have did this, you should have did that. You know, a lot of the time it's not really our place to judge those people. That's what I think about that verse right there. So, like I said, talking about the fathers, you know, children's children, much like my grandfather, many of us knew him to be the great man that he was, and our fathers were great like him. And basically, we were here to carry on the legacy of what he had left for us. And basically, I know that when he passed, that definitely I'm sure that he was proud of all of us, that that what he left in is still in each and every one of us, still is going on today. Even when we all talk, we talk about him in a high perspective, and that's it's a great thing to strive to be great men like him. Think about that since today is Father's Day.
Definitely think that you want it, man. We talk about, because in the Proverbs also tells us that that the maker of the rich and the poor are the same. So so you know, you sitting here and people understand the way to God's heart is to serve the poor and the shut in. That's the way to his heart. You really want to move God? Because God tells us that the poor will always be among us. And if you have it, man, you know, a lot of people like to say, man, well, I don't know what they're going to do with it, man. I don't know if they're really homeless or if they're really poor or whatever the case is. You know, how I look at it, man, I'm just doing what God told me to do, man. I'm just doing what God asked me to do. You know, you help, you know what I'm saying, the poor. You know, you help them in any type of way. And it also tells you that whoever gloats over disaster will not go unpunished. So God is letting you know that if you're laughing at these people's misfortune, if you are taking advantage of these people, if you are just doing wrong towards these type of people, that you will not go unpunished. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what your or what your last name is or whatever the case is. When judgment time comes, man, you will not go unpunished. You should help the poor. You, like you said, you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they had. You should be nice and kind to all people. We're all brothers and sisters. And we ought to be able to show love, and doesn't matter what type of shoes the man got on, what the man smell like. Love is free. Love is not, it's not a criteria for love. When Christ died for us, all he said was that for whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Didn't say that if he got a big house, he had two cars, if he had four garages, if he had Balenciaga, if he had Gucci, Louis. He didn't say that. But for whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's my take on that verse right there. Good proverb this morning. Great proverb this morning.
Definitely. We got any other callers you'd like to make a comment?
All lines are over.
I think you guys are on it. It's so true to place where you really understand, like you were talking about, preaching about God's heart is, you know, understanding that whatever situation you're in, don't look down on somebody. You know, be humble enough to understand that by the grace of God, you know, you can be in that situation. I think a lot of times people overlook, because they're in a position of wealth or prominence, they overlook that at any second they could, you know, be brought down. And sometimes people, because they're getting away with it, they think nothing's going to happen. But, you know, in that verse where it talks about it's not going to go unpunished, that's the word of God. It's written, it's settled. So if you're in a position where you're making fun of people's calamities, people's problems, rest assured the word of God is going to find you out, it's going to come, it's going to knock on your door, it's going to sit right down in your house. And you'll realize that, man, I shouldn't have made fun of them. I shouldn't have looked down on them. I should have helped when I could have helped. And now that calamity or that disaster is sitting in your house. And then the other thing about children's children at verse 6 are the crown to the age, and parents are the pride of their children. It's a relationship you have to have from parents to grandparents to children. And when you have that relationship, a godly relationship, what happens are, in a godly relationship, the children, offspring, the grandchildren, make the parents proud. And then with the relationship with the grandchildren and the children, when they realize and recognize who the parents are and how the parents are godly, then that makes the children proud of their parents and their grandparents. So it's a interactive thing. It's not one way street, but it's a thing between children and parents and children. And so the parents would be proud of the children would be proud of the parents because of their relationship with each other and the relationship with God. And that's a special thing. And I pray that as we grow in men and fathers, that we would try to nurture that type of relationship between fathers and sons and children and parents.
Definitely good word there. So the next couple of verses here says, excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less the lying lips a prince. A bribe is a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Change version here. All right, so we're going to start over. So it says, eloquent lips are unsuited to a godly fool. How much worse lying lips to a ruler? A bribe is seen as a charm by the one who gives it. They think success will come at every turn. Whoever will foster love covers over an offense, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Stop. I'm going to stop right there. So, in the first verse, it talks about the lying lips of a ruler. In many situations, like we said, you know, many situations don't go unpunished. God knows everything. So when people in power, whether it be judges, lawyers, different things like that for our day and age, politics, politicians, different things like that, who are doing things they're not supposed to, taking bribes in such ways and going about situations not truthfully, put it that way. God knows, and he's going to handle those type of things. It's not our place to actually, you know, actually take care of those. And to be honest, you know, a lot of the time worrying about those things that aren't really affecting us at the time isn't really going to do us any. It's not going to do us any good to continue to focus on those things that they're doing, because, you know, continue to, you know, trust in God and put it in His hands, He'll take care of the rest. So, I think I stopped at verse 9. Verse 9 just says, you know, about love and the offense of love. A lot of the times, if you attack situations differently, with a loving heart, or you come in with a loving mindset, you get a better outcome than coming in full steam, just, you know, being a bull in the china shop. It's not going to do you any good to bring more fire to fire, you know.
Right.
So definitely bringing the love to any situation is better than bringing fire. What do you guys think about these verses right here?
Man, I think you got it, man. You was preaching, man. Definitely agree with excuse me, everything that you were saying, man. You know, especially when you got to go into situations with love, man. You know, love trumps everything, man. It's no way in the world, man, that you can go into a hostile situation showing love, and that situation can remain hostile. It can't. Trust me. And you know, we have to, you know, like you said, man, we have to take love with everything, because God is love. So if we're taking Jesus wherever we're going, it's going to be okay. I'm not going to say it's going to be the easy. The songwriter said that nobody told us that the road was going to be easy, but I don't believe that He brought us this far just to leave us. And we have to understand and realize what you just said, that see, sometimes And I can only speak for myself. I do catch myself minding God's business. And sometimes we have to sit down and mind our own business because, see, we create worry and we create a fear out of things that don't even concern us. And mm-hmm. we're worrying about what they're doing up here and what God tell you to do. And so when God tells you to do something, you make sure you're doing what God told you to do. And if you were doing what you were supposed to do and what God was telling you to do, you wouldn't even have room. You wouldn't even have time to be worrying about God. Look at them. Look what they're doing. Get them. God is revealing things to you in front of your face to show you that he is real and his word is real, but let you know that he still is in control. Don't forget for 2 seconds, just because it's appealing to our 5 senses that God is being caught off surprise. He ain't see this coming. This fellas at work say a humdinger. It wasn't a monkey wrench in the plan. It wasn't none of that. So just understand and realize, and that's why you got me on fire this morning, brother. You said we don't even need to be worried about that, man. And it's just. That is as real as it gets. You know, we worrying about all these other things, man, but we also forget that part that God knows best. God has it all under control. And he's been doing it for a long time. He don't need your help. You wasn't just born and then, you know, you was like, yeah, man, you know. God was like, yeah, man, it's been about 2,000-something years. Let me go ahead and pass the torch on. You know, I need some help. I need some more answers, you know. No, it ain't like that. So that a preach right there, bro. Real talk.
Any other comments on the verses right here?
Yeah, I think you guys are on it. This is, like you said, this is real talk right here. You know, I think what preacher said was prudent, you know, and God got the situation, you know. Go ahead and let him handle it, because truth be told, if we try to handle it, a lot of times we're going to mess it up, make it worse. So we need to let God handle it. And when he handles it, it's so sweet. I mean, it's like if nothing can be said. There's nothing can be added to it. It's like, yep, God took care of that. Case closed. So, yeah, it's definitely a good bird today.
Definitely, man. And it's just straight up real talk, you know, like. Anthony, I want you to just say it, mind your business. I want you to just say that, man. You should just say, man, mind your business, man. Like, that would have been so sweet, like. You just hit it right on the nail, man. You know, we often worry about things that have nothing to do with us, and it takes us off course. It takes us right off course. And that's what the enemy wants to happen. You know, he wants to say that these things that happen in front of your face get worried. No, because this is what the Bible said was going to happen. Did you not continue to read on? God said he got it. Did you not finish the story? Did you not finish? See, and that's what a lot of people like to, you know, contest. Well, what about this, that, and the fourth? But they don't ever want to read the whole scripture. They want to make it for them. They want to make it for them. You know, and yeah, it feels good right here. So I'm going to just, that's it. You know. I done got in the pool. I done got in the water deep enough. It's at my ankles. That's it. I'm comfortable, and I ain't going no further.
Jump off right here. That's it.
Jump off. That's it. That's it. Look. Door's opening. Step back. Let me get off right here. This is my stop. All right, y'all. Y'all have a good day. And this is where I'm going to stay. And, you know, and that's what I love about it is that, you know, like I said, God is just showing us this stuff right in front of our faces. You know, and he's showing himself to be true in his word, to be so real every day. Every day, though. It's not a day that doesn't go by. You know, and that's what I love about him. And you know, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, man, it's worth it. Everything in this word is worth it. Everything. Yeah. You know, and from front to back, it's worth it. You know, we're going to go through situations, but it's worth it to know that at the end of the day, I'm not going to live in hell and then die and go to hell.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So I refuse that. You know, that's just not what's going to happen. So good word right here, man. Just real talk this morning, man. You know, God just, you know, he's just awesome. That's all I got to say.
Sure. Well, if we ain't got any other comments, would anybody like to close out?
Sure. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for this day that we never seen before, Father God. This day we'll never see again. We thank you, Father God, for all the men that things to be on the line, Father God. Bless all the men that's on the line, Father God. Bless the ones, Father God, that want to get on the line, Father God, but just a little scared, Father God. We ask you, Father God, just to reach out to them, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to be in our services, wherever they may be today, Father God. We ask you to hide us behind your cross, Father God, that when we claim your word, Father God, nobody never sees us, Father God. These two hosts, Father God, these callers, Father God, but they only see you, Father God, and help us stay diligent. Help us stay dedicated to your word,
mm-hmm.
Father God, because we understand, Father God, that there's a need out here, Father God, for
mm-hmm.
us men to take back the generation, Father God. So we understand the need, Father God, and we accept the challenge, Father God. We just ask you to walk with us, Father God. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, till next week, this is The First Word.
Happy Father's Day, y'all.
Definitely.